The next patient is Connie Spivey. The last name is S-P-I-V like in Victor, E-Y like in Yankee. Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E. This is the clinical case of a 58-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Beltre that has been referred to the office because of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, and most importantly, severe coronary artery disease with cardiomyopathy. The patient has an AICD, and she has been anticoagulated with the administration of Xarelto. The patient comes today, and in the ultrasound of the kidneys is completely normal. The right kidney is 11.8 centimeters, the left kidney is 11.6 centimeters. There is no evidence of cyst, no evidence of calcifications, no stone formation, no obstruction. The echogenicity is normal. In the laboratory workup, the patient has in the comprehensive metabolic profile done on the October 9, 2023, a BUN of 30 and a serum creatinine of 139 with an estimated GFR of 44 mLs per minute. This patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 832 milligrams per gram of creatinine. This proteinuria is most likely associated to the diabetes mellitus that has been present and that has been slightly out of control, and the possibility of cardiorenal syndrome. The patient will get a lot of benefit of the administration of finerenone, and for that reason we're going to send the medication 10 milligrams to be started with. We send it to the pharmacy, and we are going to do a BMP one week after the initiation of the medication. The patient was explained about the side effects. In the laboratory workup, there is evidence of E. coli urinary tract infection that is asymptomatic. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is out of control. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.8. The patient is recommended to go back to the primary, and the most likely possibility is to consider a continuous glucose monitoring. We also recommended the help that could be provided by the Weight Watchers application in the phone, establishing what type of food she has to stay away from. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. She has been treated with Zetia and the administration of Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A. The kidney profile, the lipid profile is within range. Following number. Nicotine abuse, following number atrial fibrillation, treated by Dr. Parnassan. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We have to point out that we went over the diet, and because despite of our explanation during the first visit, the patient gained 5 pounds of body weight. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face 18 minutes in the documentation. 9 minutes.